A year ago, Thanksgiving dinners throughout New Hampshire were thrown into chaos by a surprise snowstorm that knocked out power to more than a third of the state. This was just one of the recent string of powerful storms that have vexed New Hampshire utilities. The 6 worst power outages in the state's history have occurred in the past 7 years. So, NHPR's Sam Evans Brown reports the state's largest utility is trying to get better at fixing things after a storm.
This week, Eversource New Hampshire invited journalists to see its brand new Integrated Electric Operations Center. For homeland security reasons, the most we can say is this facility is somewhere in Manchester. This might seem crazy, but even in the year 2015, when you lose power, utilities have no idea. They rely on customers to call in and then send out trucks to look and see what the cause was. This new operations center is all about trying to do that better and faster. Don Nurse, manager of the distribution side of this op center, shows off a readout on a massive screen on the wall.
It's an electrically connected map, if you will.
Now, when customers call in, instead of just being handled by dispatchers, their complaint is put into an algorithm.
And as more folks call in on your line, and more transformers are affected, the algorithm says, oh, well, maybe we have a fuse opening, or and it just keeps getting larger from there.
Instead of sending crews out with little information so they can just look for downed wires, Eversource is trying to pinpoint the cause of the outage before the truck's engine ever turns on. And once the trucks go out, the op center has eyes on them, too.
All of our bucket trucks throughout Eversource are... They have the GPS indicators in them so we can see who's where as well.
The company is also spending $57 million over 5 years on sensors out on the grid, which will automatically narrow in on where the wires have been tripped, and $23 million a year on an aggressive new tree trimming regime. Not to mention swapping out old poles for new ones that are rated to handle winds up to 120 miles an hour. But when it comes to big outages, like last Thanksgiving, it's all about calling in the troops to get the wires back up quickly.
I'm the guy that calls in the troops.
Dean Desotel is the company's manager of emergency preparedness. Following the Thanksgiving storm, a report from New Hampshire utility regulators found the failure to call in extra out-of-state linemen in advance slowed the response time. But on the other hand, in 2013, Eversource called in the cavalry when an ice storm was forecast, but the weather system slid north and the crews weren't needed.
A couple degrees variation in temperature, a couple variation degrees in wind speed can mean the difference between ice and snow or, entire trees coming down or just a couple of limbs.
So it's a tough call and one subject to endless Monday morning quarterbacking. But maybe there's a better way of doing this on the horizon. Manos Anagnosto, a professor of civil engineering at the University of Connecticut, is working on a model that would predict how much damage a utility might expect given the weather forecast.
The model depends a lot on historical storms, right? So right now we are close to about 150 storms.
On one end, you plug in data from utilities on how many power outages came from a given storm lined up with weather data from that storm. Then, on the other end, you put in your forecast, and the product, voila, is how many bucket trucks you need to request from Pennsylvania. And Agnosto says right now he's still working out the kinks.
Internally, I think the utilities, even now, they do pay close attention to our outage predictions.
It's kind of the magic box in terms of predictive analysis.
Eversource's Desotel is certainly watching the project. But there's still one big trick.
And unfortunately, it's one of those, it still relies on the weather forecast.
And if recent weather history bears out, the lesson there is that it's only a matter of time before the state is caught flat-footed by another big storm. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans Brown.